And now this is a dictation. For Dillon, D-I-L-L-I-O-N, Moorehead English, M-O-O-R-E-H-E-A-D-E-N-G-L-I-S-H. Date of birth is February 26, 1976. We are going to address as a letter. To family practice residency. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues at Family Practice Residence, post-hospital follow-up. For Dillon, in relation to advanced renal failure secondary to biopsy proving diabetic nephropathy and severe arteriolar sclerosis, released from the hospital about 2-3 weeks ago, comes accompanied with significant other. He has prior stroke with some degree of expressive aphasia, says to be eating well, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood, comes in a wheelchair, no falling episode, denies chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, denies orthopnea, PND, or the need of oxygen, no gross pruritus. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the FASLO as a phosphorus binder, blood pressure medicine, Coric, Demadex, Hydralazine, a number of eye drops, insulin, cholesterol, iron replacement, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight not available, unable to stand up, blood pressure, I check it at 140 over 90 on the right side, weakness on the left side, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear without consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia. There is obesity of the abdomen, about 2-3 plus edema on the right lower extremity, expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. April 27, creatinine at 3.2, better than in the hospital, representing a GFR of 23, stage 4, potassium elevated at 6, off the aldactone, received one dose of cadrexylate 60 grams, normal sodium. There is metabolic acidosis 18, low albumin 3.4, elevated phosphorus 5.2. Corrected calcium will be normal. Anemia 10.7, normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number. Biopsy proving diabetic nephropathy and severe arteriolar sclerosis. Next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, monitoring iron levels. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities, restricted phosphorus diet and binders. Our goal is 4.8, continue to monitor. Next number, metabolic acidosis. Potential bicarbonate replacement. Next number, high potassium. Following a low potassium diet. Off the aldactone. Takes no ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Might need to add potassium binding 2-3 days a week, for example, Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, continue present low sodium diuretics. I'm going to add metolazone, a low dose, 2.5 milligrams, 3 days a week. And that will help with blood pressure, edema, CHF, and high potassium. We will increase that diuretic according to response and how able to tolerate. Next number, we discuss issues of potential dialysis. He needs to prepare. We are going to send him to the educational class. Briefly, we discuss dialysis at home, peritoneal dialysis, in-center dialysis, the need for an AV fistula. He has a number of heart issues, brain, but is still, if willing to, we can explore a renal transplant, although potentially he might not qualify. All issues discussed at length. Further to follow with chemistries in a monthly basis. End of dictation.